I'm middle-aged, overweight, tires around my waist. When I see them pull down statues, their rage is my rage. Their anger is my anger. It comes from the same place. I've got a lifetime of it built up. You're with me or in my way. Skinny little brown boy, immigrant fresh. They're quick to show you you're different from the rest. Went from sunny skies at home, where brown was all I'd known, to grey clouds and cold, where brown meant you stood alone. Racist kids weren't the problem. It was racist teachers who used their power to put you down, and the history they teach us, those distorted stories, is where this cancer starts. You're gonna have a warped view if you don't know your past. They sanitize their stories, emphasize their glories, don't tell you how deep the gore is, or how twisted the law is. Don't let your schooling get in the way of your education. They tell you Wilberforce freed the slaves. Don't tell you how Haiti freed itself. And slave-owning nations made it pay reparations. $21 billion until 1947. Now you understand why it's an impoverished nation. Britain paid compensation when it set the slaves free. Paid to those who held slaves in captivity. $300 billion in today's currency. From 1835 to 2015, that debt to slave-owning families has been paid, no matter the colour of your skin, by every British taxpayer that's ever been, including me. Dharis and sepoys tied to cannons, backs arched. Heads flew 40 feet and they detonated the charge. Churchill's Bengal famine killed more than 3 million. Could interchange photos from Bengal and Belsen. The difference you'll see is the colour of the victims. While Conran and Quant made a name on the King's Road, in the Queen's name, the British built concentration camps. Hooked men to wires, ramped up the amps, broken bottles in vaginas, sliced off testes, beat Kikuyu to death while starvation and disease took their families. These are the savages who say they civilized us, built our schools, built our railways, built our countries from the dust. For all this, they say we should give them thanks. Did they forget to tell you they made their money off our backs? This is Empire's story, and we're all Empire's children. They're fooling you and me with these tales they're telling. It's called whitewash for a reason. They left the truth on the shelf because they don't have the courage to be honest with themselves. They tell me it's old news, belongs in the past, but the past casts long shadows, old hatred still flows. Through our streets and offices, trickles down to police officers, we've all got stories, we've all got scars. George's cousin on ITU, they took a 2x4, broke his jaw in two. Since they jumped on him, Hanif's hand is a claw, can't pick up a cup, hold a pen anymore. Old news, belongs in the past. 10 skinheads caught Chandran on his doorstep. Use his body for a dance floor, off a boot quick step. Got a tube down his throat, hooked up to machines. The patient in the hospital is studying it. Old news. Some coward carved a swastika on my door. If I'd seen him, I'd have asked him, "You're trying to make me feel at home." We have thousands of these back there. Inset on lintels and stone steps on our temples, but they're usually gold, brother. You have to raise your game. If you escape the violence, there's different hurdles in the way. You're on the same team, but you're playing a different game. Dave said it doesn't matter if you're better than them. You'd have to work twice as hard to be level with them. 40 years ago, my mother told me the same. It's still true now, it was true back then. The things we've done to keep those dreams alive. Let me tell you some stories of what we did to survive. With the change of a letter, Shah became sure all those jobs he applied for which had passed him by before, suddenly he's got one, got his new name on the door. When he looks in the mirror, I wonder what he sees, the man he was or the man he's had to be. Does he ever wonder, is this my legacy? Children, you can't be yourselves and compete. This is an old song, we're just singing the chorus. Our Jewish brothers sang this song before us. Tell me why to find the level playing field. I have to erase what it means to be me. His boss called him darky, threw scalpels at him. If he'd said anything back then, it would have come back to him. He had to stand there, take it on the chin. He's a boss now, surgeon, best in the game. Savile Row suited, Joseph Cheney booted. But those pinstripes are prison bars, they constrain the pain. Not from the scalpel's point, but from the shame of enduring in silence when your thoughts turn to violence. If you let them get away with it, it always leaves a stain. This is for those who came before, who endured much more than we endure, and the young generation next in line. This story will be your story in time. That means you, my son. You are now the same age I was when I sat on that stool, first day in school, new country, new city, new classroom. Rest of the kids cross-legged on the floor, stuck out like a sore thumb from day one. Never got any better from there on. Blue jumper with a red and white trim. Don't know if my folks thought the Union Jack colours would help me fit in, or whether it was all we had, immigrant fresh. They didn't know they were dropping me in the viper's nest. But I know exactly what lies ahead for you. I can't protect you from this, you know I would if I could. Make all those body blows, I've had a lifetime of those. A few more will make no difference to me now. You will have to grow strong. Let's not pretend you will run the same race as your white friends. But remember, no one can change you. Only you can do that. Your self-esteem is in your own hands. Know yourself and know your history. Be proud of who you are. Ungi, your grandmother's mother, was 4 foot and not much, but she stood up for what she believed. The headmistress of a Buddhist school at a time when the British were trying to wipe us out in our own country. Can you imagine the battles she fought? Artha, your father's grandmother, taught Abhidhamma to priests, published her first book in her 90s. Crisscrossed the country with their charities. These people never stopped. White Boar was forced to leave school at 14 because educating your daughters was a waste of time. Carried a load on her shoulders up every day before 5. She made sure her daughters got their degrees. Archie was a consultant surgeon. When female surgeons were rare and Asian surgeons were rare, and female Asian surgeons didn't exist, except in the imaginations of those few women who pushed back the boundaries of the old boys' brigade and didn't give up. Did you notice the women in our family have been fighters? We all have it in us. You do too. I haven't even told you what your grandfathers used to do. If you have to choose between fitting in and being you, you need to know the right thing is not the easy thing, but it's easier than caving in. That short-term gain for long-term pain, don't play their game. Look them in the eye and say it with me. You'll never change what it means to be me.